Let me tell you guys something. The second that I realized that all the answers that I've ever needed was inside of me, I became a winner. I spent so much of my time looking for validation from the outside world. I was convinced that everybody else around me knew what was best for me, and for some reason I didn't know. Meanwhile, I know me best. That's the craziest part, because we don't trust ourselves. We don't get to know ourselves. We don't give ourselves the time of day. We're just programmed to believe that all our friends and all our outside people, the internet, everybody just knows better than us. I don't know how it happened. It's the weirdest thing. And meanwhile, we're the most intelligent creatures, humans. It's like, what happened? You know when you ever like get in a fight with your partner, right? You have a significant other. You go to your friends immediately and you tell them the story about the fight that you two had, and you're like, what do I do? And then you realize, like, why am I calling my friends to tell me what I should be doing? Because they're only hearing my version of the story. So whatever it is that they're gonna tell me to do, is that really the right thing to do? I know his perspective. I know my perspective. I was there for the whole thing. I know all the ins and outs of our situation. So, do my friends really know what's best? Or do I? With my grieving process, when I lost Francesco, I was kind of just in this world, and I really leaned on Francesco to guide me and to help me and to lead me in all these right directions. And he did a beautiful job, but I didn't realize that him doing that for me was just like the extra help. It was that extra reassurance that the things that I already knew. He was telling me everything that I already knew. I just needed somebody to give me that push, but why? When I lost him, I was like, wait, I don't have anyone to tell me what to do anymore or to direct me. And I'm like, you know what? Like, I don't need that. I got this. I got this. Like, everything he taught me, everything that I've ever learned, I've known all along anyway, or I'll take what he taught me and I'll add it into everything that I did already know. And there's one thing to ask for advice and get input and hear other people's opinions. That is how we learn and grow. But to only ask people for help and not check in with ourselves or see like, hey, like this person told me this. Is that what's best for me? Is where it gets really dangerous. I want to tell you guys a little story. It might come off a little random, but hear me out for a second. 2 years ago, I got into a very bad argument with some family members. It was, I don't know how the issue got so bad. So people were saying things that were just so out of pocket. I will give you an example. One of my family members said to me, I hope the cancer takes Francesco. Just to get me so good. Like, say whatever it is to hurt me, right? And I'm just in this conversation, I'm like, what happened with me and these people that they hold this anger towards me? Because when people try to go so low and say whatever it is to attack you, there is some serious underlining issues with you and that person. And it hurts. You're like, whoa, I had no idea we had all these problems. Like, ouch. And I was so mad when that happened with my family members. I'm like, I need to tell them things back and I need to find things to dig at them. And I stoop down low to their level. And next thing you know, we're going back and forth. And after the argument was over, I was really upset about it. Honestly, I was like, wow, these are family members, like, not even that, but this shit hurt to hear. I remember telling Francesco about it and he was so livid. He's like, what the fuck? Like, it was a lot, right? And I told him, like, look, Francesco, like, at the time, as long as you know that they were wrong and just I'm gonna be okay. Because he was more worried about not what they said, it was more like, are you okay, Caitlin? And I'm like, eh, brush it off, just like I always do. I brush everything off. I used to do that at least. Don't handle anything. I don't need nobody. I got it myself. Like, all's good, right? Okay. Recently, I got myself a spiritual healer. Why? Well, I really wanted to learn, like, who am I after Francesco left me? Like, what's my purpose here? Like, how do I find that? Like, what does my soul want in this world? Like, who is Caitlin Reagan? Like, who am I? And I had this time where me and my spiritual healer laid down. I'll never forget this. She said, what's going on with you right now? You know, like, what are you feeling today? I said, listen, I'm really upset, but I don't know why. Just sad. It's weird. And she said, okay, well, let's lay down and let's figure it out. And I said, well, do you know why I'm sad? Or I don't know, maybe I should talk to somebody about it. Like, I was thinking about calling my friends, and my spiritual healer is like, who are you calling to know how you feel? Only you know how you feel. And I said, I don't know how I feel. That's why I'm lost right now. And she said, okay, well, then let's ask your body. Let's ask your body, mind, and soul. I said, what do you mean ask my body? My body, mind, and soul, they don't know. You know, that's why, again, I'm lost. She said, No. You have all the answers. So let's ask. So she's like, lay down. So I lay down. And I'm thinking in my head, like, this lady's out of her mind. Like, what is going on? And she's like, are you comfortable? I'm like, yeah. I'm like laying down. Like, yeah, I'm comfortable. And she's like, okay. On a count of three, I want you to just start asking yourself nicely. You know, I want you to just sit with yourself and say, why am I upset right now? Like, show yourself to me. Like, just talk to you. Talk to your soul. So, like, I'm like, okay. I'm laying down. I'm like, why are you upset, Caitlin? And I'm taking it as a joke, kind of. Like, I really wasn't taking it serious at first because I was convinced that I didn't know why. That someone else knew for me. I didn't know. I'm like, what the hell? I'm like, you know what? This lady is so serious right now. Like, she's not playing games. Like, she's so confident about what she's talking about. Like, let me take her serious. Let's try, right? So I finally go into a place of like, Caitlin, why are you upset? What's talk to me? And all of a sudden, like, I kid you not, I will never forget this. I just scream out. I'm like, what your family member said to you 2 years ago? You're like, you're so upset about it. I'm like, what the fuck? What? Where did that come from? And I just couldn't believe that I, like, spoke out loud and screamed something that's bothering me that, to be honest, I would have never, ever thought would be bothering me after 2 years. If I were to sit down and just brainstorm the top three things that were upsetting me on that day, that is the last thing on my mind. But it was stuck in me for 2 years, that situation with my family members. It just landed on me because guess what? Words are spells. You tell somebody that they're a loser, maybe they're the most confident person in the world, but I'll tell you this, they're still going to think about it in the back of your head. Like, the person said I'm a loser. Like, I don't believe them, but like, they're going to question their dignity. Like, they are. They're going to just, when you speak to somebody and you say mean things, it just sticks on them. And that person is carrying your words. And it's crazy because we don't realize the power that we hold. We don't realize how bad we can harm each other, but we are the problem. And it's scary. I never, ever thought that I would have needed to heal from things from 2 years ago. I never thought that we remember things that we... I thought that if we push things in the back of our heads, they're gone forever. They're not. That's what causes the diseases and that's what causes us illness because we just leave these emotions and this pain and this suffering that we don't want to handle in our body and we feel it every day. We feel it. And I said to my spiritual healer, I said, well, I guess that now I know why I'm upset, but what do I do? Because when Francesco passed, like, they didn't reach out and I realized that they weren't willing to put their pride aside and I don't know, maybe care to make things better, like, low-key I was. Like, in the back of my head, especially now as I'm telling the story, like, I really was hoping that they would have reached out. And they didn't. So I said, these people don't care to make it better. So how am I ever going to be okay about this? And she said, the people that hurt you are not the people that are supposed to heal you. They can't. They could come to you right now and say, hey, I'm sorry. And what is sorry really is anyway? Just for pride? Like, just to hear it for your ego? What is it? What, does it really help that much? I mean, you need to, does it, it gives you closure, yes, and it feels good to know that that person recognized that they hurt you, but like, the healing comes from within. All the answers to our problems, we control everything. I couldn't believe that I was going to call my friends to ask them why I was so upset, and my spiritual healer was like, it's in you. Let me tell you something, if I were to call my friends to tell me why I was upset, they had no idea that even happened with my family members. They would have never been able to guide me to my answers. And it's crazy because, again, we neglect ourselves. We don't trust ourselves. For some reason, we think that ourselves are like clueless, but we have it all. It is so important to understand. When you understand this concept, your life will change forever because you're like unstoppable. And not even that. I mean, that's just the name of the season, Finding Inner Peace. Like, when you realize that you are kind of all you need, the peace with that in itself is like, yo, I'm good. Wow. I would have never thought. I really want to go back to that concept that the people that hurt you really can't heal you, right? So what I came to realize is that I don't need them to reach out to me. I need to understand what happened. I need to write down on a piece of paper my sorries for my half, right? Like, I'm so sad that I even hit them back with some stuff. I need to heal from my part too. So I wrote down on a piece of paper. I said, I'm really sad that I said this and this and this to this person. And I kind of just crumbled it up and I burnt it. And it felt really therapeutic to do. Like, that was my kind of closure. Then I also realized, like, I don't need to hate them. All these years, these last 2 years, I've hated those specific family members for saying those things. But why do I hate them when I'm realizing that I feel sad? Like, not to be a bitch or, you know, oh, she feels sad and she's sympathy. Like, I genuinely mean it when I say that what I realize is that if they're holding anger, if they couldn't let that go after Francesco passed, they're not in a good place. And I'm sad about that. I don't hate anyone. Like, I want people to be in better places, and they can't get out of that anger that they have towards me, which means they have anger towards other people, which means they're living a very unhealed life. Like, they're miserable, and that's terrible. A lot of people are, because we don't know how to just put our pride aside, or we don't know how to let things go because we think these things are the biggest deals in the world. But again, when you lose it all, it really changes your perspective on life. Another reason that I knew in my healing process while I'm grieving that all the answers are within me was because I did a plant ceremony recently, and it's called the cacao, and it's like this chocolate drink that you drink. And my understanding of this plant ceremony is that all the answers to your questions are supposed to be answered when you drink this drink, right? So I did it twice. My first time, I guess because I was just like, I'm going to drink this drink and you're going to give me all the answers, it didn't happen. Like, you can't force anything in life. That's something I also realized as well. Like, even like when you want a sign from a loved one, like, you're trying to force that sign, forget about it. You're not getting nothing. You got to just live in the moment and be present and let things kind of just come to you. So I was forcing my first plant ceremony, and it really did nothing for me. So recently I went back again. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to set some intentions. I'm going to write on a piece of paper, like, what is it that I really want out of this ceremony, out of like drinking this drink and it helps me open my mind kind of thing. So I wrote down like a couple questions that I had for myself, and I take the drink and I'm really nauseous. The drink is just making me feel not good. So I'm laying down, I'm like, oh my God, another episode of me trying this plant ceremony and it's not working, like, screw this. I'm like, I'm nauseous, I'm not gonna be able to get any answers. And all of a sudden, I kid you not, my brain goes, are you really nauseous? Because, like, if you don't want to be nauseous, you don't have to be nauseous. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I'm nauseous. What do you mean if I don't want to be nauseous? I won't be nauseous. I'm nauseous. You can't tell me I'm not nauseous when I'm nauseous. Like, literally fighting with my subconscious mind, right? My subconscious mind is like, yeah, go ahead. Watch what happens when you tell yourself you're not nauseous. Tell me if you'll still be nauseous. So I'm like, all right. So I'm like, okay, I'm not nauseous. I swear I was not nauseous anymore. It's like the craziest thing that like half the shit that we think we are is like all mental. I was fine. All I did was tell myself like, hey, like you're fine. Like relax. You're not nauseous. You're okay. Drink a little water. Like I was good. So that was when I first was like, whoa, like it made me realize like I really do control a lot more than I realize. And then I'm laying down and my subconscious is like, because that's really what it is. Like you think it's like the cacao of the drink, like talking to you, but it's really just like your subconscious mind, your soul, like speaking to you. And I'm laying down and I'm like, okay, well, now that I'm not nauseous, like, can you help me with something? I was like, you know, I'm so tired lately. And do you know why? And I swear, like, all of a sudden, like, I start getting all these ideas. It's like, you're not breathing enough in a day. You need to take deeper breaths. You need to drink more water. And I grab my journal. I'm like, oh, my God. My brain is, like, talking to me. I need to write it all down. And my brain's like, I swear. My brain was like, hey, you don't need to write this down. Because all of this, like, tomorrow when you wake up or whatever it is, like, it's always inside of you. Tomorrow, just ask yourself the same question. You're going to get the same answer. You just don't check in with yourself enough. And then I realized we're so caught up on our phones. We're so caught up in our everyday lives. And we're all over the place that that time to just be silent. That time to meditate. And even if you don't want to meditate, maybe you just want to sit in your room in peace. Nobody's bothering you. Phones down. No TV. Not even music. Just silence. Silence is where the magic happens. Silence is where I learn the most about myself. Silence is where all the clarity that you've ever needed comes to life. And we don't give ourselves that. And then we wonder why we're always looking from the outside to give us all the answers, because we don't think that we could do it ourselves because we don't even try. We don't even know how to be in silence anymore. There's like chaos just in this world. And it's like, once people start to realize that they truly are all they need, it really is, it's insanely a different life to live. And I really do recommend people to take the time to learn who you are. Because if you don't know who you are, if you don't trust who you are, not only are you going to feel obligated to find your validation from everyone else in the world, but people sense when you don't know who you are. They know that. And a lot of people take advantage of that. A lot of people are like, oh, this person doesn't know who they are. I mean, I'll tell them. Tell them something that they're not just because, like, I don't want them better than me. Or people, it's a very vicious world out there. And it's hard. And not everybody's vicious. There's beautiful people to walk this earth as well. But you want to be safe. You want to be safe. And I just don't think that we give ourselves enough time. I don't. And it's unfair. It's unfair. If you're ever upset, I challenge you to ask yourself why. Label yourself. Why am I upset right now? See what comes up. You would be so surprised what you can discover.